run over, trying to run over, and the beginning of this beautiful visit with Jack, with Wade, and Gretchen, and Adrian, this Monday, the 24th of March, 75, Channel 1 over, beginning of the visit with Jack Sanders, with Wade, and Gretchen, and Adrian, this Monday, the 24th of March, 75, Channel 1 over, and the beginning of the visit with Jack Sanders and Wade and all, this Monday, the 24th of March, 75.
A whole dollar difference between this and the next beer you can buy.
That's cool.
On six pack, you mean?
Twice the cost.
Twice?
Then what do you pay that six pack of Bush the other day?
Dollar. Well, that's next cheapest one, $1.90.
Yeah, and this is $1.26.
Does that include the deposit?
Well, they don't charge me no deposit. Always have a bunch of bottles in here.
Yeah. Anything else over $2?
Well, yeah, that's my right. Oh, you got it.
Yeah.
Do you get the same place?
Yeah, I always go to Top 10.
Yeah.
I got the money in. Well, it don't make a difference.
That's a big difference. Well, what's wrong with this?
Well, a lot of people don't like it because it's cheap beer. See?
You like the other better?
Oh, if I could prefer it now, I'd prefer Slits, which is about $2.10, $2.20 or something.
Probably two and a quarter.
Yeah.
Dollar difference.
Yeah. I drunk this now, and I just got where this is now. This is having you.
I'll be that burn.
It don't taste bad to me. I don't know about y'all.
Tastes good.
I'd rather drink Miller.
Oh, I knew that was coming.
Miller Sweet.
You ought to been with me last night.
Oh,
I
caught
up on them catfish.
You did, huh?
This morning.
It's big again.
Yeah.
Well, you'd have some luck. For Georgia's pond?
I caught 18 pounds.
That's better than
29.
Yeah.
And they were all uniform cat, you know, they weren't. They were all uniform.
Jack, do you ever eat any of them?
Yeah, but I won't. I'll just save me 2 or 3 and go down and fry.
You ate them, Wade?
Scoffed them up last night. I cooked
Is that what you was cooking when I called over there?
Yeah. I was cooking Mac Weaver's greens and Jack's catfish.
You didn't mention it.
I'd rather have shrimp or something like that. Or them small cats. I like them fine cats. You get the heads cut off, he's about 4 or 5 inches long. You know where you can fry them whole?
Mm-hmm.
He's better than the others, you know. And a catfish kind of mushy anyhow, you know. When you got to get him, split him, or it don't even real be mushy, you know. And I just rather have him little bitty fellas.
Yeah.
You ate that last catfish fry we had, didn't you? Didn't you come to it?
No, I come to it. I didn't eat.
And you know, we fillet them,
yeah,
the big ones, and then cut them up in the cubes about an inch, and then dip that in the batter, and that's really good. Oh, that's fine.
Well, I didn't eat that because I didn't like the batter too much, because that batter's going to give you all cancer, putting all that junk in it.
What do you mean? There was water and flour, and you take a cup of water and a cup of flour,
yeah,
and 1 teaspoonful of pure olive oil. Now, what kind of junk is that?
Well, just keep on. You're going to have all full of cancer.
Ain't going to be as bad as making over water.
Yeah. I'm telling you that, make cold water or something else.
Well, next time I get that cup of water, I'll come down to your place and get it.
You don't put any batter on your fish, huh? You just fry him up as he is.
Yeah, I'm mostly mealing or flouring.
Oh, yeah?
I'd rather have him flouring since my teeth got so bad.
Mm.
But the old lady, she meals him, see?
Yeah.
Just put him in the pan for him.
Every time we're with him, I get hungry, you know it? Makes it sound so good.
Well, it is good now.
It is good, yeah.
If you like sick food, it's good.
I like it especially fresh.
Well, I don't put none in my fridge. I used to fill that deep freeze slam full.
Yeah.
You know, I'd go down the river and I'd catch like 40 or 50 of them red bellies and shell crackers. I'd come home and freeze them. And I froze them every way everybody told me to freeze them. And I'd get him out in a day or two and open him up, throw him out. He wouldn't be the same.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of that flavor's gone.
I told the old lady, I said, just forget it. And if I catch more than I want, I'll give them away or sell them or do something. I'll give away more fish than I have to use.
Well, I'm sorry I live so far away from you.
Well, now, if you'd keep in touch with me, and all, well, you might get it lucky one day.
Mm-hmm. I tell you, it'd be worth the trouble. I'm not joking. I tell you what, if I had fresh fish every now and then, and I could get rid of some of these armadillos, I would sleep better at night, I think.
Well, there ain't no problem about the armadillos. Ain't a bit of problem there.
Well, God can't hit them if you got out there with a 12-gauge open bore.
Let me tell you, Jack, I'll tell you something now. I'll tell you something. I want you to believe me, too. You know all these dogs I kill?
Dogs?
Yes. I kill them because I don't aim at them. I just shoot to scare them. If I aimed at them, I still would. I'd do better.
Well,
if
maybe
I,
that's the way you ought to do dogs, though. Shoot to scare them. Ain't that right?
Yeah, makes sense to me.
Shoot to scare them.
Is that what's written around out here?
Yeah. I went out there and looked at it. They are taking over, guys.
They are, and I've already filled the holes
well,
up.
What do they hurt? What the harm do they do?
Well, if you walk out there at night and step in a 2-foot hole and break
your
leg,
ankle, you're liable to fall down and break your leg or anything.
Hmm. Well, now let me tell you, that is a good question. What harm do they do? Well, I don't guess they do much harm.
Yes, they do. Pretty soon you can't even raise a flower or nothing around here.
Yeah?
You can't even have a flower and a...
They eat roots.
Yes, sir.
And bugs. And bugs are in the ground.
Yeah, and they tear up that flower bed out there to where it just rooted everything up. Hmm. They root, they're like a little pig do.
They
more or less got a nose that's like a pig. A small pig. It just goes along the root. And he got claws on it, buddy, if you ever catch one. Now you think a cat got claws.
Yes.
A cat ain't got no claws. Not very long enough.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And don't never catch one. Well, that's kind of claw you to death.
Just
you got to net him or something.
Yeah, net him. Now, he won't bite you. And you can walk right up on him, and they say he can't see nor hear, but I think he can. But you can walk up on him, a lot of them. Just walk right up to him. And sometimes you can just fall off and kick him. He ain't that, they say he can't see and hear, but I think he can.
They're slow too, aren't they?
They can run pretty fast.
They can
now
scuttle through that underbrush.
Yeah.
Pretty good, for sure.
With the tail sticking out, like a possum?
No, a dragon.
Mm-hmm. Always dragon.
Yeah.
That's reading his pointed on the end.
Yeah. And those shells are hard now. He's getting a hold of them. The dog can't get a hold of it. You know, in the back like that. Can't get a hold of it to catch him. He's got to get fur enough in there to get a whole mouth full and drag him out, see?
Jack, let me tell you. I want you to... You know, I don't know what a cooter is. It's a turtle?
Yeah, well, they call the... where they get the cooter outfit now from. It's what we call a streaky-headed turtle.
Yes.
You've seen these streaky-headed turtles.
Yeah.
That's what the niggers around here call cooter.
Well, they get out and crawl on the dry land.
Yep, that's true.
Well, let me tell you what happens. Something turns them over and eats them.
No, that's an armadillo. Armadillo or any kind of animal. If you ever watch TV, you can see that a cat, bobcat, or anything, a coon, go up and go to play with him directly, take him and pull him over. And once he get on his back, he cannot turn back over. He cannot. He ain't got enough nose or neck to flip back over.
Yes.
And lay there and rot, and then the birds and goes picking at him.
Oh, they don't kill him and eat him.
No, they just pick at him and turn him over on his back, and he draws his legs in and his head, you know. And once he gets on his back, he cannot turn back over. Not on land.
Well, you see, I never saw one that was just fresh. They always cleaned out.
Yeah, but that's called birds and things keep a picking at him. Yeah. Hawks and buzzards and crows and all kind of birds.
Do you know these owls that call at night?
Yep, who owls?
No, these are not who owls.
If he called at night, he do.
Well, I mean, it's not that great big old hornet owl.
Oh, that who, who, who?
No.
Ain't him?
No.
What is it then?
I forget the name of it. But he's good size, but he's not as big as that.
Well, I know but one kind of owl.
A little screech owl?
No, he's a good size owl. He comes out in the daytime sometimes. But I hear him every night. J.R., I was over here one time, and he went like them. And two of them will get together, and they will really jabber. You heard them.
Yeah, Buster can do that, too.
Well, now, who owl don't holler hoo 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 all the time? I mean, when he hollers, he don't say hoo hoo hoo.
Oh, I see.
They talk back and forth to one another.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Well.
And the damn hawks talk back and forth to one another.
Not at night.
If that's on moonlight night. Now, they on a dark night, but a moonlight night, they a flat talk back and forth to one another. And they won't, you know, like a hawk go around, wheek, wheek, wheek,
yes,
you know.
Yes.
Well, they don't do that at night. They just talk back and forth to one another.
Yes.
Now, the old owl will talk back and forth to one another, too.
Yes, I know that owl you're talking about. That's
but when the weather goes to change, you know.
I mean the hawk.
Now, if you watch an owl, when he goes sitting on that, them out there at night or daytime, you know, hoo, hoo, hoo. You can just watch your weather. It's fixing to change one way or other.
Hmm.
Now, you can believe that or not now.
Yeah.
But you can set it down on your clock and watch it.
Well, I don't believe it, but I'll try it.
Well, you try it. This thing, he'll start hollering about 4 o'clock, 3 or 4 o'clock. And if it's pretty and fair, then watch your clouds and see if it don't cloud up about sundown.
Well, let me tell you. I'll say this, that they don't do that ever evening.
No.
It's just some evenings when they come out, and they seem to come out around 4 o'clock.
Yeah. They come out around, when they start that hauling, and come out on the change of the weather.
Yeah.
Now, you can write that down,
well,
too.
All right.
You can write it down. Yeah. Now, you can be on that, now, you know, in the creek swamp, you can be down there fishing, setting hooks. Be just as pretty in her fair you ever seen. And then you start to holler.
Yeah.
And you might as well get your raincoat ready. It's going to rain. Now, you believe that or not?
I've never heard that one.
I don't believe it, but I'm going to try it. I'm going
to. Just go to watch it. Just go to watch it.
Yeah.
And if it's real cloudy and look like it's going to rain and all, you can start hearing them holler. Pretty soon it just fire up.
Yeah. All right.
Well, there's a lot of different ways, aren't there, to tell when the storm is coming on?
Hey, I don't pay no attention to that old TV fella, because he ain't got no sense to talk with. He dicks it, but.
Well, he gives you so much jabber, you don't know what he says anyhow.
I just pay attention to, well, you look at the elements, you know, the sky and the sun and stuff, and halfway dick the weather yourself.
I wish I knew a lot of this now. Like last night, there was a big ring around the moon,
mm-hmm.
And I thought it meant nice day. And
no.
No?
Well, a two way to look at that now. You got to look under the moon and see if it looked like it's a little streaks coming up like that. See?
Yeah, there weren't no streaks last night.
No, just a big circle.
There weren't no streaks. Well, then there's some advertised there something about a lot of wind.
Oh, yeah? Well, you got it.
Yeah, there's wind, all right.
Yeah, you got some advertising all about that moon, about that circle. A lot of wind. Now, you see that sun setting over on this scene and see them streaks with that sun?
Yeah.
It's drawing water.
Yeah?
And you see it over here in them streaks of the sun? It's drawing wind.
Hmm. I'll try that one.
Yeah, you watch
that. How about storms,
I never thought about that.
Well, now you watch, coming back to the storm, now you kind of watch the way the air is moving and the way the, now, what we call these clouds out here now, more or less what we call racks.
Racks.
See, they moving so fast, they ain't really a cloud, they just moving.
Yeah.
We call them racks. Mm. And see which way they kind of moving, and every now and then look like you see one kind of do that way and then go that way, you know?
Yeah.
And then you can tell which way it's more or less the wind is really from and all, and then you can just, like today now, you can expect anything tonight on account of the way the wind is blowing and where it's blowing from. You expect some real bad weather, or you expect that whip to the north and far off.
It's just whipping around various places.
You expect any kind of weather tonight. Even so, the TV said 40% chance of rain tonight. I mean radio.
Yeah.
But you can expect any kind tonight.
You're on 50% then.
Yeah.
You
expect any kind of tonight.
You heard about the old Indian who could predict the weather until his radio broke.
Well, now my kids sit down and watch TV, well, right with me. And I get up and walk outside. Daddy, what about the weather? My kids would flat past me. They said, right there and watch it with me. I get up and walk outside. Say, Daddy, what about the weather?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're not so dumb, are they?
Jack, this fellow's interested in making things. Woodwork and all.
Well, that's a good trade.
I wish we...
It's the right kind of trade.
Yeah. But the best trade right now is your boys is in.
Well, you have to do a lot of traveling to work like that.
Not so much travel for them.
Well, no, if you go there, they want to.
But that's the best wages you can get, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Plumbing. Well, no, I'll take that back. Plumbing's maybe 25, 30 cents, maybe 50 cents more than carpenter. But a carpenter, if you're in the union, go right along together. Electrician, too. They aim about 25, 30 cents now an hour. But a lot of different outfits got a different vineyard. Like union, maybe a little more vineyard than the other, stuff like that.
Oh, I see. How'd they get into plumbing?
Well, just go up there and hire into a plumber as a helper if you don't know nothing about it. And go down and join a union as a helper, and then you got about 3 or 4 years to deal as a apprentice. Then you come out as a major.
Is that the way they done?
Yeah, my oldest boy, he's been in it for, I don't know, off and on for several years, and then he got studying the books. Just got him a bunch of books, went studying and see it, and then he went up and passed the test. Of course, he knew everything anyhow except wiping the joint.
Oh.
And he passed his test, and he got to be a major. Now, my youngest boy still going kind of as an apprentice, but he getting more or less a twist in between a major and apprentice wages, see?
Yeah.
But he ain't in the union.
Is there a good bit of difference in the wages, in the apprentice and the major?
Oh, about anywhere from $2 to $3.
Gosh.
See, I think the major gets about $8.60 an hour, and the apprentice gets from $4 to $4.50.
Yeah. Well, that's not bad, is it?
No, not for apprentice. I mean, if you just started out.
Yeah. But they both you boys own their property over there, don't they?
Yeah, we all own it.
I mean, they own their, where they live.
Yeah. It still is my name and all, but they hope to pay for it. I told them when I got hurt, if they'd help me pay for it, well, I deed them lot 60, you know, and I'd take the freebie addition, and I ain't deeded nothing yet. They don't want it deeded to them, and it's still in my name. And they all live on lot 60.
Well, your there. Now let's see. The boy right behind you got that big trailer.
Yeah.
Is the other one got a tail or two?
Yes, sir. He got two. Now, anyway.
So they're pretty well fixed up.
Oh, if there's 11 quarters, yes. You don't have to pay no rent. I got a darn thing through the mail. It. Anybody renting the property had to have their own meters. Water meters, you know. I told them, I said, hell, ain't nobody down here renting. We all own. So I just throw the damn thing in the garbage can.
Yeah, he's back on his own. Jack's using his own water.
Jack, do they, what do they do at home?
Who?
The boys. When they come home, they don't fish.
They sit on it.
And do what?
Nothing.
Watch the television?
Who? Half the time in the road.
What do you mean by that?
Traveling, going in, going out.
Just hightailing it.
Yeah.
Going somewhere. Spending money?
Yeah.
Well, if they knew what was good for them, while they got a chance and somebody to help them out a little bit, they'd put some that way, wouldn't they?
Well, I'd try to tell them. Well, now, my youngest boy had some money in the bank. Him and Peggy were doing good. They had a good side of the bankroll. And he got with that damn Jane Butler down there and didn't draw no money for about, I think he went about 5 weeks, didn't draw no damn money.
How come?
Well, the damn contractor couldn't get the money up to pay him. Mm. Pay the Jane, you see, the subcontractor. and they finally gave him a check, $3,500. And it wasn't worth the paper it wrote on.
Oh, no.
And then they had to go to the damn lawyer and get a lawyer to get the money.
Oh, sweet.
You got it?
Yeah, they finally got it, but he went along there about 6-7 weeks and no money.
Yeah.
That's hard.
So he had to go back to the bank, start drawing to keep up his payments on his stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, they're paying. They got stuff out on credit.
Who?
The boys.
Oh, yeah. See, Frank ain't got that house that'll pay for it, nobody needs.
That right.
And Wayne goes for that goddamn camper trailer he got in that boat.
Still paying for him.
And I imagine he's still owed a little bit on his truck.
What's he got, a motorboat?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wayne's got two, hasn't he?
No, he ain't got one.
Who's got the red one?
That's it, Wayne.
Who's got the fishing boat?
Under the chin? That's mine.
Well, that's your boat.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you rather have a fishing boat than a motorboat?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't give him 15 cents that thing you
got. I saw. That's not the camper I saw.
Yeah, it is.
Well, hell, that was. That was.
A year ago.
That was a first class piece of equipment.
Yeah, but he had 3 years to pay for it. You seen it about a year ago.
Yes. But it's as good as you can buy.
I know, yeah. It's nice for the sale. I count.
He had $3,000 in that.
Yeah. Now the same thing cost about $3,200. I don't remember which.
Yeah.
The time you had it financed over a period of 3 years, well, run your payments up pretty good, you know.
Yeah. Well, I guess he's glad he didn't sell it.
No, he would want somebody the other day to take up the payments on it, whether it would hit or not. But him and Mary pulled it down to Tampa every now and then lives in, you know, so get on Trevor.
Tampa?
Mm-hmm.
Tampa? What are they doing in Tampa?
He's working in Tampa.
Oh yeah, he works on it.
And,
I tell you, I see people with those things, I just envious of them. I wished I had something like that. Hell, they got no money. I don't have any money to spend.
Well, I don't either. See, when I was working, hell, I had a bunch of stuff. But hell, my bill was a bunch of bills.
Yeah.
So when I quit working, well, that kind of hurt me, you know. You know, my last payday I drew was 52 hours, $303. I'd bring home bait.
Yes.
And that bite was pretty good, you know.
Yes.
About 5 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, your wife is out working too, isn't she?
Yeah, now. But she wasn't then.
Yeah, what'd she do?
Meat wrapper.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Why don't you see we got him over here there? Hey, Bob, set him in the hay. Yeah, hey! Come in. I have cotton behind that box.
Oh, yeah?
I still got a little bit.
Okay. There we go.
That, I think the biggest bargain you ever got, Jack, was that house. Because it wasn't any count, but it was, I mean, it wasn't any value to it, but it was a good house.
Well, I don't know. I guess I did get that whole thing to bargain. But I done a lot of work around, I'll tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Me and the young boy. He couldn't even see that damn house from the boat, from the road.
Oh, you mean just clearing out the place?
And clearing out and fixing up, cleaning up. When that old nigga woman lived down there, that wasn't nothing but a four attic. Everybody making open niggas, when I saw went down and out of the screw. Because they just get on that road in there, you know, and nobody see them. Right behind them bushes, nobody see them.
Is that right?
And we just went snatching up bushes. Frank had a little cut-down pickup truck. He just back up and hook that chain to it and take a run and start. He pulled him out.
Didn't pull his truck for it.
No, he just pulled the truck.
I've done the same thing with that little tractor out there.
He just back up and take him down and run and start. That garden spot out there, I was tending. That ditch come down through the middle of it. On that side of the ditch, about half of it. Got these old myrtle bushes. He just back up, move that chain up, and take a run and start and pull out. You know, they set on top of the ground.
Yeah.
Pull out a root as big as that table.
Yeah. Mm. You know what I got? So I did. I'd take a spade, if I got it, one with a sharp edge to it, and cut the roots on one side, and then pull it the other way.
Ain't no more beer out there.
It's all I could carry.
Oh, you know, now you can talk more than that.
No, well, we gotta go now. We gotta do a bunch of junk in town. But I'll bring you beer.
Good, we thank you.
Oh, yeah.
See, they're city people today.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for it.
Oh, there's always errands to run.
Yeah.
You just never can catch up when you're in town.
No, I might just say forget it. Like this fella here now, he's got a lot of errands to run too.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, we're looking for a place more out in the country. You know of anything, you tell me. Some decent piece of land somewhere that they don't want an arm or leg for.
You mean to buy?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
With just about any kind of house on it, there is.
That's right. An owner finance would be good. If the owner's going to finance, that'd be good.
No, you probably have to go to the bank. You know,
yeah, I'm afraid of that.
They probably want all their money, see.
Yeah.
There've been so many people stuck around here, you know, to stay on food. People that said just go on the bank and borrow money.
Well, that's what we need to do.
We'll
that's
do
what
that
we do.
Too. Yeah. Well, nice to see you. I'll
yeah.
See you later.
Gretchen, it's nice of you all to come out and have lunch with us.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. Aaron,
well,
it's nice to see you.
Good to meet you. And
now, don't let this be the last time.
Well, chances are this
you,
won't be.
You'll get a little time every now and then. You can come out and spend a little time with us. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Give us a little fresh view of this world.
I wish. I wish.
We'll go fishing yet, won't we, Jack?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We'll leave these old men along. We'll take off.
See you later.
Okay.
She didn't miss anything, does she? They're so damn bright, it's amazing. It's shameful, isn't it? Makes me feel so shabby. What do you call a board and batten house, Jack?
Well, you nail the boards up and then nail one over top of your cracks. See what you got on your house? You got northern siding.
Yeah.
A what?
Northern siding.
Yeah. Well, the advantage of board and batten is you don't have to have the siding.
No, but the advantage of northern too, like you got, it always a little bit warmer and it always stay a little bit more put than the board and batten.
It looks like this stuff sort of, unless you keep at it with paint, it'll disintegrate on you. But that board and batten stuff will hold.
Well, now, it would years ago, but now it won't, because the lumber you buy now ain't no good.
No, that's what I mean, years ago. Yeah.
But old lumber years ago was more or less hard stuff, and it won't never rot for the weather. It won't never rot.
Yeah. How do they start when they're putting that up? How do they start? They've got that, what do you call it, the joist up the top?
Yeah, well, you just run a few studs.
I see. At the corners?
Yeah, and put your plate up beyond, you see.
Put your plate up there.
Yeah, and then you seal down here and just start nailing boards up, your plate and your seal. And each board holds it just more or less like plyboard, see.
Yes.
And they put them together like that, see, and then get you a 3-inch strip and it'll crack.
Yeah.
But they most use a wide board, you know, like 12 inch board, see.
Now, if you was putting that up by yourself, it'd be a little tedious, wouldn't it?
It'd be hard.
You need, how far you got to get along before you do it by yourself? You got to get that plate up.
Yeah, you got to get the plate up, you got to get the seals all in, you got to get the floor joist. And, well, on the walls, most of all 8-foot boards, you see. But I like these old houses high, got a 9-foot ceiling, which you need a 10-foot board at least, or maybe 11-foot. Then you get in a gable end like this, some of the boards probably be 16, 18 foot.
Yeah.
You know, you don't
saw
them.
Oh, yes. And that's right. I forgot of that.
And you just need some heft to help handle that board. So it's about half green to start with, and that board's heavy.
Yeah.
And it's a full inch board.
Yeah. Do you have to saw it? You got to saw it before you put it up there.
Well, you saw it, either cut it with a hatchet or saw it after you get it up there. Chalk your line, take your scale saw and get on the scalp and go right up there.
Yeah.
Right by the rack.
Yeah.
That old way they put them up, wasn't it a pain to put hammer that batten on? Wouldn't it bounce a lot?
No. No, your boards were thick, so didn't do a lot of bouncing.
Yeah.
It wasn't like nailing up high inch stuff and stuff.
Now, how was it finished inside, Jay?
Well, you finished it off any way you wanted to finish it off.
I mean, how was it when you got your house?
Well, a lot of the houses weren't finished inside, but that was it. When you got it up, it was inside.
That was ready to go.
But then a lot of people come back with some more 2x4s and sheetrock, when sheetrock first come out.
Yeah.
Then a lot of people take this little, well, it's 3/8 stuff, like flooring, you know. You've seen it in houses, and got the mark down at about 2 inches wide, but it'd be about 4 inches or 5 inches wide. But it have that mark in it about 2 inches where it looked like it, you know, it's 1/2 inch stuff. They seal it all with that inside.
Oh, that beaded stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then they'd paint it.
They'd put that on the sides and on the ceiling too.
You know, they mostly use that 3/4 like your flooring here, you see, on the sides.
Oh, was it?
See, this little stuff is thin. It ain't but about 3/8.
Yeah. It's just to weather it.
Well, it's more or less sealing inside for you. Well, there's a lot of it in my house. It's more or less for your walls and your ceiling. See? And this year, stuff like you on the floor, that's the flooring.
Yeah.
And a lot of them have this old regular board that they just nail on the floor and then take an old sander or plane or something, you know, and just run over it. And then they put all kind of rugs, paper, something on the floor.
Yeah.
To cover up the cracks, you know.
Yeah. Well.
Just one board, not a subfloor or anything. Just a
solid old 1x6 or 1x8 or 1x10 or something.
No grooves in it.
No tongue grooves.
Well?
Then they take this felt, you know, like you got now. They take that billing paper or newspaper and just lay on the floor and then go get these Noyan rugs. See, this Noyan rug's been out for years. Mm-hmm. And cover over that. See, let it go one more the other.
That's about all we ever had when I was growing up.
I walked in a mini damn house up in Alabama when the wind blowing real hard. Rug be up like that, you know. You walk along, pack it back down, you know. Lay that damn rug and it'll be a crack there you can stick a, look like a match stem through or something. That rug picking up like that, you know.
Well, when I come here, the paper did that on the wallpaper. You get a little wind going, you see, and that whole wall you think you're weaving.
This old damn house I moved into up there, they got the sheetrock and sealed the front room, but they cut it inside the studs. They didn't fur the wall out, you know. They cut it inside the studs and nailed on them old boards up there. So when I went in there to see my house, and I put the studs up, and the sheetrock's still on the wall, I didn't take it off.
Just leave it right there. Well, you come out pretty well. You still don't have, you've got a lot of time in it.
Yeah.
But you haven't got a whole lot of money in it.
Well, I ain't got too much money. I got some, though. But it was hard to come by, too.
What took the most money?
Buying that place, and I got hurt, too. Nobody liked the bone.
I mean, and the work you've done on your place, what was the cost list?
Well, I was trying to fix up my house. It was costly.
Well, that's what I say, but in fixing up your house, your wallboard didn't cost you.
No, that outside didn't. Offset that bag where I got that tar paper on. Well, it didn't actually cost you. It just cost labor to tear the old house down and get them other boards.
Yeah.
See, put back up.
Well, I was thinking about inside the house there where you live. You've got new walls on that.
Yeah, I got paneling all in there.
Paneling is what I'm talking about. Now, that didn't cost you much.
Cost me $4 a sheet.
Well, that ain't hardly anything.
Huh. You go by and buy that paneling, see that house. It'll hurt you pretty well.
You mean it's that much in it?
Yes, it is.
I know, but you didn't do it all at one time.
That's true, but it still hurts you, I know.
What is it, quarter inch?
Yeah. Well, they say a quarter inch, I don't think about 3/16, 5/16, something like that. I mean about 5/16.
Well, it's my idea, when I think, ever since I've been down there, first went down there, it's my idea, you see, of the way a fellow ought to kind of do. Because he didn't have any money much in it to start with. That's all right, just let it go. Then he hadn't put a whole lot in it. See, as well as houses go, you haven't put much in it, Jack.
I put more than people realize I have.
Well, you haven't put $1,000 in it. In equipment, in material.
I wouldn't be surprised now if I ain't more than that.
$1,000 ain't anything, the way people buy houses.
Well, I ain't talking about that. But if you had to dig out $1,000 a day, it'd bend you over a little bit.
Well, they wouldn't bend me over like them other houses you buy.
No.
Keep making payments on them for the rest of your life.
But if I hadn't got hurt, you wouldn't even know that old house today. There'd been new walls on the outside. I told them I ain't been finished. Probably a new top on it.
New walls on the outside?
Mm-hmm.
What would you put on the outside?
I'd put that Masonite panel. It's blue, you know, it's masonite, it won't never rot, but it kind of looked like panning, you know, put up. I'd put it all around. It'll cost $500 pound up on the outside.
And you do the work?
Yeah, and I do the work. That's material.
Yes. Well, it sure change appearance.
Everything got $500.
You know old Spears?
Mm-hmm.
What's he got on his side, outside?
That aluminum side.
You'd rather have masonite?
No, well, yes, I'd rather have masonite, but we sign up for that. That old damn guy come down there and, well, we wrote, you know, I imagine you got some card out of the damn mail, too, you know. I wrote up there and said we wanted to, you know, on that card, said a free estimate or something, though, you know. We wrote him. He come out, which is 2 years ago or something. And we signed up for that $300-something job. And he showed us that side and one flipped on the bottom, and wind blowed, it flipped, flop, you know, and then he shows that other one, like Spirit got. Which Spirit told me it cost him $1,800 to have his house, you know, that siding on his house. So he done made, and he said he'd do iron for $1,800. So I told him, all right, and we was supposed to pay him $30 down and $30 a month, something like that. He goes back and says, the crew will be down in a few days. I said, okay. And the first thing we know, and he told us over right then, sitting at the table, and he says, ain't but one thing can break this contract, and that's the actual of God can break this contract. And a few days later, we got a damn letter saying our loan didn't go through because I wasn't working, see.
What's that?
Our loan didn't go through. So he ain't been back, and we ain't heard from him no more.
Your loan?
Yeah. But actually, I could have turned around and sued the company. Actually, I could have went and got me a lawyer and turned around and sued the company. Because on that contract he gave us, it weren't nothing but acts of God could break that contract. See?
So you just let him off easy?
I just told the lady to get it. But actually, I could have went up there and got me a lawyer and he'd come down for that sign.
I think Spears got a pretty good job.
Well, it was all where they put it on, it is a good job.
I mean, it looks nice.
Yeah, well, it's good, too. It's weatherproof. You know, ain't no water go through it. And it's already painted and stuff.
Yes.
And all you got to do is just take a damn water hole and wash it down. Put your new coat of paint on it. Put a water hole.
I don't know how you could get it any simpler than that.
But we owed $1,800 if we'd done that. But we could have made the $30 a month payment on it, all right.
Yeah.
We could have done that.
Jack, did you ever have any dealings with Benny Franklin?
Not much, no.
You never worked for him?
Yeah, I worked for him a little while.
Well, that's what I meant.
Yeah, when I come in 54 and moved me out on that farm, River Sticks. Of course, they had a new house out there. Now they moved me in an old house. I was going to work on the farm while I worked there a while. So they worked at the mill. And a few days later, he got in business. Some business with a fella in Hayes to raise his cattle, and he sent me to the mill. I worked there in May and laying off time, laid me off. I went to the hospital then, I had an upgraded stomach. Stayed up there 4 weeks. They said I was cured to come back. I went again and got me a job driving nails. And I ain't been back to Ben Franklin since. And I hope God don't punish me enough to go back to Ben Franklin and go to work with that crazy man.
You don't care for that?
I sure don't.
Hard work?
Well, it wasn't so hard. It's this fast. And you're working by a machine. You got to keep it with a machine.
Yeah. So it keeps you hopping?
Mm-hmm. And then have a cold, rainy day. Shoot, man, it was cold down there in that damn place.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Molly used to go down to work and put every damn thing he had on.
Is that right?
They warm up that day, start pulling off that evening, she couldn't hold those damn clothes back to the house.
I know what you mean. You know, I didn't realize for a while, let me tell you, Jack, now this is just how ignorant a fellow can be, but I used to hear during the night, I used to hear this train. It seemed like it would pass along here, and then it would go up there about old Coleman's.
Yeah.
And it'd stop, and it'd start going back and forth, and seemed like it never could make up its mind what it's doing. Well, what happened was, I found out that that switch that way, where you go clear across them fields back over there to the crate mill. And that's what the train was doing, you see. But I thought, I didn't know that was there. And it I thought it just stayed out there on the track going back and forth.
Now I'd pull up by them local freights, you know, pull up by and drop off. And they have order for three or four boxes of cars, and then they had to go over there and pick up four or five, you know. Come back, hook to the train, pull out again.
Takes them a while to go over there,
yeah.
Again.
Yeah. And that sun was going to come in about middle of the night, go to blow and snort and wake you up.
Yes.
Bumping and slamming, and stay awake for about an hour and a half.
Yeah. You just wonder why they got to wake up the whole country.
And that damn mill now, what's it used to blow? Man, that thing blows for 5 minutes, they just sit down on it and hold it a minute at a time. Let it go. 5 minutes.
6 o'clock.
Yeah, in fact, wind was coming from the northeast. You woke up. Don't think you didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first time I heard that, I was in a second story on the building there, in the front. Yeah. And I was up and at them. I'm telling you, I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
I'm telling you too, that thing used to sit down there, the nigga, that was the limit, you know, 5 minutes. And, goddamn, I got taught that much. I don't blow so much. They said old Thomas done that. Said old Thomas went down and raised hell, said it. Everything in peace in the town.
Well, he was right.
Oh, you mean the mayor?
Joe, yeah. Thomas.
Yeah, he went down and raided and said it's everything in peace in the town.
So they quieted down?
Yeah, they quit just blowing some up. Then they got one time down there where they were short on steam. And they quit blowing on account of steam.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, they just give a little short hoot hoot every now and then. Yeah. Now. Just a hoot hoot.
Yeah. Like you, like 10 pill, 5 yeah. pill, and stuff like that.
Oh, do they? And then 7:30.
Yeah. You pay attention to the whistle, so you can tell what time it is.
Well, like the ship's bells.
Yeah.
I never did pay enough attention to that. Are you a mechanic?
No.
That's one thing you don't do?
No. I don't even work on my own car.
Not at all?
No. Not unless I had to.
Well, you know, that surprises me.
Well, I can fix it if I wanted to, but shoot out of them motor bills.
Oh, yes. Well, that's different. But what what I was thinking about, let's take it in one of these garages and let the mechanics get on that hood and you know.
No. Cost me $30 the other day for a damn alternator letting the guy mess with my truck. Well, the old carburetor stuff, see, floats. And, well, you know that fella up here on 441? don't know his name.
About the new base station there?
Yeah.
I don't know his name.
Well, Liz asked me a few days ago to go up and pick her up. Well, I noticed when I cranked my truck up, I didn't want to crank. And I pulled up there, and it's more or less shut off, see. And Liz wanted some taillight bugs in her car, so she got that and took them off. And, so she left me there. My truck wasn't cranked. So I sat down and run my battery down. So we pushed on that button and put that battery charge on it. And it still wasn't cranked. And I didn't have no money in my pocket then. Of course, I could have got all the money I wanted to have it fixed, but I seen start with it. He didn't know too much about the truck, see. Kept hollering, pointing plug, didn't get no far. Well, damn gas run out of carburetor. I knew it wasn't pointing plug. So I told him, I said, well, I ain't got no money, won't have none for a while. And I said, just forget it. And I said, I'll go back down at the top 10. I said, I'll get one of the young folks and pull the truck home. So his wife finally carried me to the top 10. I told him I'd just wait. Wayne would be along a few minutes. Wayne working games for me. But I went on the top 10. I called my daughter-in-law and told her to go get me some points and club. And so she did. So I finally got on to the house and Wayne come in. And me and he went back up and pulled it in. And Wayne took me on the top of the carburetor. He said, Daddy, said, I don't know what that man told you, but he said, it damn sure ain't your point to close the carburetor. I said, okay. He took me off the top of the carburetor and just that float in there and got all the gas out and took my rag and mopped it all out and got the truck crank right up. No give a minute's trouble. Give a minute's trouble right on. I don't know where every point, I know he didn't put the plugs in it. I don't know where he put the points in it or not, for the plugs still in on the counter over at the house. So a few days later, got messing up again, and he took it off, and that needle valve has scarred a little bit, and it won't seat. Right now, it's flooding bad now. I'm going to let him work on it in the night. And putting probably a new needle valve in the thing, see. But anyhow, we got it cranked. That alternator wouldn't turn a bit. It just froze up just as tight as a drum. So I had to buy a new alternator. I don't know where he's putting that battery charge on it.
I believe you're supposed to disconnect that alternator, Jack.
Well, of course.
According to the boy,
he's supposed to.
Yeah.
And he's a pretty good mechanic.
Well, let me tell you, if that's so, I didn't know it. I never disconnect any.
Well, you just use that trickle charger.
Yes.
Well, he's using a strong charger, a couple hour charger.
Well, I use something in betwixt a trickle charger and a strong charger, but it's still not that strong.
I think that's a standard procedure. If you're going to put a big charger on it, you should disconnect the alternator.
But I know anyhow, it burnt that alternator and froze just one even turn.
I'll be damned. That's the first time I heard it happen, but I've heard about that, you know, you should disconnect, you just pull that one wire, unplug it.
I sometimes wish I had a strong big charger, and then I think, well, sir, if I did, I'd burn up something. I'd attach it on there wrong and reverse the poles and
blow the caps off. There's no problem to disconnect that alternator. It's just one wire. You just unplug it.
Oh, that
just plugs in off. But that's the first I've heard of it really happening.
But I don't know whether that done it or what, but...
What else would it done?
Well, Wayne said that's all it could have done. But I know my battery now, I never seen this before either. My battery, you know, you take your battery out like to that old man Atkins at the strip station. I mean, at Phillips 66 out there, you know, you don't see that water spitting out of it. It's sitting on the floor. And my battery got hot and it just went chuck, chuck, chuck. He said, boy, you son of a bitch, boy, you son of a bitch. But I fell out with him right then. And I just told him, man, just forget it.
Well, he don't sound like a man you want to take your car to get it fixed.
I wouldn't kill a dog out there.
Well, what happened to the battery? What was he done with the battery?
He was charging. See, I sat down and trying to paint to run my battery down.
Oh, I see. And you took it in there and let him charge it?
No, we pushed the truck up there and he put the battery charge on.
Yeah. And it started boiling?
Yeah, no, probably too.
Is that right?
He first looked at my battery and said it ain't worth a damn. I said, it may not be, but I'm going to keep it.
Yeah.
Of course, I done had the battery, and it's a 5-year guarantee battery. Western Auto, the best in Excel, heavy duty. I pull up to the lake, want to run my electric kicker, let's run my electric kicker and come back, stick it in the truck, crank it, go right on. I run that electric kicker out there 3 or 4 hours on that battery, and stick it back in the truck.
Crank her up.
Oh, right on.
Well, I'll be damned. That's what's wrong with that, really.
My battery ain't no good.
So you gotta have a lot of faith in the battery to go out in the woods there and pull it out of your truck and go run it around.
I can take that battery right now and go pull it out of my truck. And run out there for 3 or 4 hours. Come back and stick it in that truck.
How about that?
That's pretty good. That's, I'm learning.
Well, I tell you one thing, if it don't do it, I'm going to get another battery. Because I ain't going in the woods with a half-assed deep.
Yeah.
Not be back in the woods. Yeah. If it don't work when I leave the house, I ain't going to the woods with it. And most of my deals in the woods anyhow. And I'm too lazy to walk. I don't like to walk.
Well, you've got a little equipment. You don't you travel. You don't travel that light.
Well, I almost got a truck load when I go in there.
Yeah, that's a trouble. I used to go to Cedar Key, and I quit going. And the reason I did, I found that I was packing up and carrying a coffee pot and all the little odds and ends of housekeeping there, and I thought, well, God darn, if I go to Cedar Key to fish a little bit and I've got to carry all this stuff, I just stayed home. I quit.
Well, if I'm going to go out and cook and eat, then I'll pack up and go too, but if I'm going to go out and fish, then I'll load up and go. Depending on what you want through life. If you want pleasure, load up your damn little TV and stuff and carry that. If you want to go down there and be like you in town, well, load up everything. If you don't go down there and live kind of stingy and don't want nothing, don't care nothing.
Well, like they say down here at the forest, people go down there and get a little outdoor life, and what do? They set up there in them little travel trailers and watch the television.
Well, that's life. That's the kind of life you want to live. A lot of people do that to get away from all that damn fuss. Get way back in the woods.
Yeah.
I went to Bronson over hunting season, stepped way back in them damn woods. Yeah. Most people be scared to stay back there.
Yeah.
I stayed back there and spent my cab in my truck. And all I could hear that night was some kind of bird or something. Yeah. Because I damn sure didn't hear nobody talking, laughing, cutting up, and didn't hear no motor scooters.
Yeah.
Didn't hear no cars running up and down the road.
Yeah.
So it's the first back, I don't know what they done left or what.
Well, that sounds, I'd love to go down there if I could find my way out again.
Well, all you got to do is know which way you went in and come out the same way.
Same way, yeah.
He makes that sound right simple, guy.
And I don't have no cab. Let me tell you what
you're beating about to be your car.
That's right. That's just as good as a cab, ain't it?
Yeah. I've got a little more room.
Yeah.
But you know you're going west to east, or north to south.
Yeah.
And all you got to do is turn around when the sun comes up and head the same way.
That's right.
You'll come out. You may get on the wrong road, don't misunderstand me. But as long as you head due north, or due south, or due west, you'll come out just about the same place you went in at.
Yeah.
You know you went in on the east side or the west side.
Yeah.
And this head, when the sun come up, head due north or south.
Yeah.
And every time road changes, get on that road, you're heading due north or south. You come out almost the same place.
I wanted to buy one of them little 12 footers.
Camper?
Yes.
You don't want a 12 footer. I ain't even big enough to stump around in.
No, are they big enough? They got a bunk in it.
Yeah, but you want something about a 22 foot or something you can relax in. See, walk
yeah,
around in.
Yeah.
And 22 footer, cool, let's use that 12 footer.
Yeah.
Have it balanced and
that's right.
Sitting on your car.
Yeah.
Then you can have your TV and you got your electric gas refrigerator.
Yeah.
And you can probably run your TV and all off of it. You know,
yeah.
Store up a little current.
Yeah.
Or get that 12 volt battery.
Or you can get you one of them little TVs.
Well, the thing is, too little, I have trouble seeing the picture. Where you on up here? I got to go.
No, thank you, Jack.
I got to go. I'll be there now. I'll be that girl about tomorrow. And you know, how about you? You don't know?
No, I'm doing fine. I enjoyed that. I appreciate that. I ought to have some myself, Jack. I hate for a man to come over and have to furnish his own refreshments.
Well, that's good enough for me.
Well, I'll tell you what. First time I come over to your house, I'll stock up. Over Waves, that's the best place. He can do it right there. That's centrally located. We can find the need. Now, I'd like to transact a little business on that armadillo stuff. You just turn that over in your mind and see if we can't work out something.
Well, I don't know what you want to do about it.
I want to get rid of them.
Well, we can in fact get rid of them.
Well, that's what I want to do. I'll let you name the terms, and I'll go along with you. And I'll help you if you need it.
First thing to do, though, I want you to... Now, I can get all these around the house here.
Yes,
but first thing I want you to do, I want you to talk to that game warden.
I'll talk to him. I'll
and see if we can hunt on the little lightning gun.
I'll talk to him.
In the fact.
I'll talk to him. I sure will.
And we can flat get rid of him on the little now.
All right.
But I'll load me up a load of boys that I know can far.
Yes.
And I'll just drive along through that fact.
All right. Okay.
They'll do it for the sport of it.
Yeah. Yeah, they do it for sport.
Okay.
That's the way to do it.
I know they do it for sport, all see. Right.
He was right. Being captain.
You be the captain.
I'll catch some warm night. It ain't too windy and all. And you mean like tonight, you know. Now tonight, now might be a bad night, see, for something like that. Because it might be too windy and rainy and all.
Yeah.
But pick a halfway decent night. And
all right. You want a light night?
Huh? It don't matter where it's moonlight or it'd be better if it's pitch dark, see.
Be better, yeah.
A dark night, see.
Yeah.
Well, your lights shine better, see.
Your lights shine better.
And then their eyes flash better, too, see.
Yeah.
And you talk to that game warden, and I'll get a couple of boys and put them in the back of that truck.
All right. No, I mean business.
Well, all right. Now you talk to the game warden.
And I have a feeling that you see, it's nesting season, and them felarks out there, I think you'll see a difference in the population.
Well, now we can in fact get rid of 100% of it.
And also with the quail.
Well, now if you talk to the game warden, we can flat get rid of 100% of them around here. It won't take this night or two either.
Well, that's just good news to me.
And these around his house here, we don't have to have a game warden. I can get rid of them. Anyhow, so you got to kill anything on you messing up your yard. But now, I tell you, that's something else, see?
Yeah.
Yeah. They'd get on there with you, couldn't they?
Yeah. That game warden, you see, last I hear, you ain't have a boat to be out there hunting. And that's still a hunting area. Once you leave this yard, it's hunting. See, now anything in this yard, yes.
Yeah.
But once you leave the yard, it's hunting.
Yeah.
And you ain't supposed to have a gun and light.
I tell you what I'll do. First, I'll go up there at that ASC office and talk to Mr. Simmons.
But as I say, they might come out here and want to trap them all and put them in different areas, place us killing. Yeah. You know, to restock different areas with them.
Yeah.
Now, they have done a lot of that stuff where people like you made planks, see?
Yes.
Like the alligators and things like that, you know, they go around and catch them and restock different areas, see?
Yeah.
But look to me like every darn place stocked good enough with onlookers now.
That's almost like restocking places with this
mosquitoes.
With this.
Well, you can't walk in the woods nowhere out there, especially on the oak tree where the ground ain't rooted up like little pigs.
Yeah.
See.
Yeah.
But now you let me know and I'll get them boys.
Okay.
And we come over here.
It's a little late to do it season. I'll do it first thing in the morning.
Well, I'm gonna be tied up now tomorrow because I promised my grandson I'd go and hunt and fish him on
the other. Oh, really?
He's just gonna check on tomorrow morning.
Well, then maybe that tomorrow night when we'll come in, but you let me know.
Okay. Well, you ain't having to move around much today. And all this stuff, one thing and the other going on here.
Well, let me tell you, Wade, if you can just stay on the horse around here, is all I find. Mm-hmm. It's what I find. You get the most amazing thing. That boy that sat there, see, it's not her. And I don't think it's the money. He got money.
Oh, boy, I'm telling you, it's a lot to deal with here. A whole lot to deal with.
You got that mentality of his. And let me tell you, I've dealt with some of those theologians and philosophy.
Good Lord, I had the strongest feeling that he was not only brought up like he said, but more or less in the Episcopal Church too.
Yeah.
It looked like he needed a collar on.
Yeah.
And if you shook him hard, words would fall out on the floor. Down here to get that thing straightened out with his girlfriend.
Yeah. I called him and invited him down to lunch. And he answered the phone, and I said to her, I said, "What's that fine voice I hear? Who is that?" Well, I said, "Come on down here. I'd like to see that some." You know, just kidding. And she hollered at him, says, "You want to go down to eat some cheese and bologna with Guy?" Just as friendly as he'd be. I didn't hear what he said, but he came.
He does have a rhetorical voice. One time I called her up, he answered the phone. I didn't know what it was about.
Yeah.
And I almost made a comment to her myself about, "Oh my God, have a voice."
Yes.
And then it came out when the his instructions as a child, it all came out.
Yeah.
There's a number of that group around.
I'm telling you, Wade, this damn thing we got into out here just opens everything up wide. If you can just hang on.
Yeah. Well, we don't want to go flinching over. The reason I'm going to keep working Gretchen over, whatever happens, whether she's worth it, not worth it, can work out, or if she's too emotional or whatever, I don't see you investing $10 in her if we don't learn from any mistakes that might be made on this side of the fence. And she's gotten a little bit skittish and feels like she's been pushed around a little bit. Just misunderstandings is all.
I think this kid's got a fine idea. She's not been pushed around. She's had the hell out of practically entertained her every time she's been out here.
Well, that's one of the reasons I was thinking if you can set up some system to go ahead and lay the money thing out to them. So they don't, even if it's a lesser amount that you lay out and say that you got to do this, that, and the other, and set the regulation up, and just get that out of the way,
yes.
And say that happens for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or a month, and then we'll talk about it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And so that's out of the way, and at the end of the week, they get that X amount of dollars. You know, if you wanted to extra pay, that's another thing. But they know they're going to have that particular piece of cheese to eat for themselves. Yeah, they these people, they somehow or other, they can always make it, guy. You know, they're not, hell, they're not as broke as I am, for Christ's sake.
Look at that. Look at it come out. What they going to do?
That's right. Hell, they want venture capital. They don't want necessarily. They got a fine home they need to pay for. They're a fine home. I've got places I'm trying to hold on to, supporting my ex-wife and a few other things. And it's not fine, but it need to hold on to it. All you got to do is pay your rent. You know, if they didn't pay rent for a month, they'd go to live with their parents. They all got, they got that. Hell, the Webbs, goddamn, one of the things they want that house for that I bought, they did, that's one of the things that got me so disgusted with that goddamn business, is those people.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, they don't give a rat's ass about the Micanopy Improvement Company. They want that so they'll have a place for their kids to come live.
Kind of an overflow.
You know, and any, the first kid that walks up there and says, I can't make it. I need a place to live. They'll run down there and kick everybody out of the house and give it to them.
Yeah.
There it is. All paid for a living. Help yourself. Now, how about that new world?
How about that?
Whew. God, and they're trying to do it. The kids aren't asking for it. Kids try to get away from them. They even asked their, one of their daughters, she's a lame brain little kid, to come live in the place. They wanted her to.
Yeah.
The chief of that bar society in town, when I hang out at once in a while, she can't get out of that. You can't live in that society and live in that house in Micanopy. No way you can do it. Doesn't fit together.
So that leaves the old folks with loose ends.
I ran into, there's a fellow I knew years back. There was so much like that Adrian. His old man, Page Pinnell, his old man was a postmaster in Gainesville. You know, they had the, all the speech and manner. He's not too bad. He could stand a little bit of dusting. See, some of those words couldn't fall off of him anymore. I hadn't run into anybody such a long time that, God Almighty, that language was damn near overwhelming.
Yeah.
you wonder if he was born in the bathroom of the English department. I'll be damned.
Yeah.
That was absolutely amazing. And it wasn't false with him. It belonged to him.
Yeah.
He couldn't act any other way. And then he fessed up to being his parents taught it to him. Because they trying to overcome their redneck background. His speech comes rolling out. And he has a marvelous voice.
Yeah.
I mean, one of those radio voices,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. He'd be a baritone.
Yeah. He could read poetry with the best of them, I suspect.
Yeah. I'll tell you, Wade, it's just phenomenal. What this? I never got into anything in my life that opened up things the way this does.
Oh, yeah. I have to talk soft about it because people don't, they miss the first few steps. If you let him know this real quick. And I think this is good for Gretchen if she can get over her emotion stuff here today. And really, you need to be serious about paying some attention to people. But anyhow, she got to see more today about a lot of other things that go on around it. And I tried to outline it to him. I used that term physics. This was funny, guy. You're out of the room.
Yeah.
I said, Adrian, all we're talking about here is like, we're talking about is coming down here and what we want to do is learn about physics. And I'll be goddamned if you didn't take me off onto the infinite and finite values and preciseness of physics. And I finally said, Well, how about this talking about turkey raising?
That got him.
Something got him, because when I came back, he was sort of docile.
Yeah, I'm just talking about turkey raising. Damn. He lit out on that physics thing. I said the wrong thing as soon as he opened his mouth. See, I thought that was a pretty neutral term.
But you
the wrong word.
You're not conditioned to men of that mentality.
No. I can see where I've been lying out in the woods.
Yeah, you've been out in the woods.
You think you can make a simple statement, and you find out you're by God wrong. There's no way to do it.
Yes. It'd be unbelievable. I didn't tape into that. I didn't want to get tied up in anything. I just let it go.
You don't want to review that one.
No, I don't want to do it. I don't want to get it. I don't want to be... I tried to tell him that I hadn't taped since 1971.
Hey, that mentality was something.
Let me tell you, these fellows that's got that great mentality, that study the abstract world, I'm telling you, you can't mention a tape. Why, I start blazing. I had this fella come over here and spent one day. He lasted one day with me. And he was a Mormon. He wasn't a Mormon, but he'd been to that university out there, Brigham Young University.
Yeah, Brigham Young, yeah.
And he was eloquent. Why, he didn't even offer to come back. His wife called up and said he had found another job that suited him better. He hadn't found another job. He just got into all this stuff here, and it was just too much for him. I'm telling you,
that was the closest exposure I've had in a long time between that particular intellectual world and the base business of trying to just look at something directly.
Yes, yes. Look at that.
That ain't contrast.
Ain't it scary?
And the long ways, and here they were talking about paddling down the creek trying to show somebody something. And they got all the handles, but I'll be goddamned. They all belong to a certain place. They can't keep supplying them around the country. You see, I got on to them, but they're still, by God, worried about Gretchen writing about Jack Sanders, with you teaching her how to write about Jack Sanders and how mixed up it gets. And that's when you left about the time I said, well, I've got a picture, and all we've got to do is frame the picture. And then I was trying to, then he got off on something about abstract art and painting and everything. I quit that one. But all, I said, and there's Jack, we got Jack Sanders. All we want to do is frame him. And you know, as long as that picture just sitting around there without a frame on it, they don't call it art.
Let me tell you.
You've got to frame it out.
Let me tell you what.
The long and the short is that I'm going to have to do the writing. And all I can use these flatheads for is just to hold the machine over there and for people to talk to. I can take them along and the people talk to them, and I can just listen and get all I want. And let me tell you, what we propose to do is actually so small, so superficial. See, a little page or two-page article you see on this, it's nothing. It's nothing.
Yeah, I don't think Gretchen's really a fine gal, but I think it'd be an awful long time before she really got so she could authentically handle this. And she could mechanically do some of the work after a while, transcribing and setting it up in some orderly form, but
well, she can't do it with this.
No.
So he gonna nose be nosy. He gonna look at what she does.
And he's not only going to agree with her foibles or whatever, he's going to take her off way on that side of the world, too.
Yeah.
Philosophy and what else was it? Philosophy and film. I don't know. They're in bad shape.
They
I hadn't run into one person yet that talks about a young person dealing with film.
Yeah.
Now, that's one of those flags you just look out for when they say, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Well, I'm working here, but I'm really dealing in film. I mean, I'm just watch out for them.
Yeah.
When you talk about abstractions.
Yeah.
They've gone down the woods.
They're gone.
None of them know the first damn thing about a camera. They don't know anything about film.
Yeah.
I'd be willing to guarantee you about nothing does anything with it. And then he adds philosophy.
Hot stick.
I think my best bet is just go out here and get me a little girl for $1.50 an hour. And tell her to keep her mouth shut. And she can go around with me and they'll talk to her and then she can hold the machine.
Well, what about Joyce? Somebody like that. Is she making too many pretenses or what?
She's high priced.
Well, hell, minimum wage is $2.
As much as we could use money, Wade, why would I have to pay her $500 a month?
Yeah.
Just to go around and hold that machine for me. So she can't write. She can't interview.
Well, you got to have somebody that's halfway personable.
Yes.
I read, like some of these people pay extra money for a good-looking secretary. You got to have some. I mean, you couldn't hire Jack Sanders' daughter-in-law. Get away with it.
Well, I don't know, but we really got. I tell you, you never thought you'd get into this. You see who's back of this money, and they don't even need it.
The hell of it is, there's wind around the other side of the corner that she wants to get independent of him, and look who she brings down to see about getting her money thing straightened out. So, I don't know.
That's what you get into.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Wade, I'll tell you something that you can take with 100% pure pleasure. You just take my word for it. This little telephone talk with Cookie last Saturday night, to go along with Debbie's piece,
mm-hmm.
He is so much more literary than she is that it is shameful. He gets down that sail and that low sailing, and she didn't even bring in Jack Stokes's horse.
She worked Jack Stokes, but she left that horse thing in.
Yeah.
And she brought him up.
Yeah. She hadn't got anything that's salacious, and everything he tells me on this is salacious. It's got a tang to it. Everything's got a tang to it. Even the first part when he's throwing off his family. But going off with all the groceries and leaving him a half a loaf of bread and a half a carton of crackers, soda crackers, he called them, and 3 spoonfuls of powdered coffee. I'm telling you, he is a gay bachelor in that.
Mm.
It's gayer than anything that Debbie has thought of. And she'll know it. I mean, she'll see it the very first thing.
She will.
Yes, sir.
And do you have a copy of this? You're the only one here.
I just thank God. I'll tell you. You can hear it. You can hear it pretty neat. Well, I tell you, you need to see it too. Yeah, you. I tell you, it is. It's unbelievable what you get into. Unbelievable. Wait, I'll tell you just one damn thing. I've not. Now it's 7 o'clock this evening. These two, Joyce is going to bring these two back out here, and they've set the date themselves, and we tried to put it a little farther in the week where they could come earlier, and they wouldn't do it. They said, well, we'd come tonight, Monday night. That's as soon as they could get back. They want to hear some of this stuff. They've heard Joyce talk about it, and everything out here pleases her. And she's the one I ought to tie her down here. She is the only person who's ever been out here who everything pleases. And you ought to have seen their faces yesterday. We sat out there for half an hour.
This is a couple she knows.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, it's a girl. They are married, I think. They're married. I guess they are. Well, anyhow. Anyhow, we sat out there for half an hour. He works, I told you, at community college doing something. I think he's got something to do with films or plays. And she's at the placement office, you know. And both of them are pretty high type. And I told you they're followers of old Yesam, what's his name? The Hungarian fellow who writes another. Don't you know? We tried to find him. Oh, you know, up on the campus. He writes, he does the creative writing. You know what I mean. That fella. He has sessions, and they go to his sessions. They're part of his following.
Mm-hmm.
And they invited me to go. And I told them, sure, I'd love to go. And before I go, I'll get them to line out his stories. I don't understand them. I don't have the right view of them. So if anything broad comes up, I'll be able to say something. I read them.
That's not Curtin Cruz or one of those guys? No.
No, he's that Hungarian fella. Don't you know?
That name doesn't get in my head.
Oh, yes, you know who he is. Don't you know? He taught creative writing up there at night. And I kept thinking, well, we'd get him out here, but I never could find his damn telephone number.
Yeah.
Well, he got a farm or something out towards Newberry, and he won't put his number in. You can't get his number at the university or out the farm. And I didn't know any of his followers.
But you got a line on him now.
You got a line on him now. An invitation to go to the one of their meetings. So you see what extraordinary things happen. But you see, what we need is somebody like Joy Anderson. She's far enough along, you see. And now she may not take to it. That's, of course, that's another matter.
Now, Joy Anderson is, now she's, I think even it's self-admittedly, is too much involved with her own form. She's doing a good job, like what she did with her daughter, or with anybody else, being a middle person on this, and being able to say
she's willing for her daughter to be exposed anywhere along the line.
Yes,
but she's had a little trouble herself.
I don't think that she can handle it, guy.
Well, let me tell you,
she might.
Let me tell you what I would do. I wouldn't offer it. I would put the thing clear up. I said, now here's something that's rich. And it's just, I feel like a little boy that's just found a whole sack full of marbles and he don't know what to do. He just hasn't got anybody to play with him. And I would just like for somebody who's got a little literary understanding to do something with it. I mean, that's my hypocritical approach. It's also my honest approach. I would love to see somebody come out here who's got that, you know, method of thinking. You probably need to go home.
Well, I got to take a leak. One thing.
Who's got a? Let me get my hat.